Welcome back to the Year 8 podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, everywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as YouTube, Year 8 podcast, TikTok, and Instagram. Today, you've got myself and our very special guest, Jerry. Hello. Thank you, Jerry.
Hey.
How's it going, Jerry?
All good.
That's good. I'm good. You happy to be here?
Very happy.
Oh, that's good. All right. I'm going to start off with the first question, which we ask all our guests, like an icebreaker, is how's your week? So how's your week been, Jerry? You're right? You sound a little stressed.
I got one word for you.
Okay.
University.
Okay. So stressed.
Very stressed.
Tell us about it.
I'm right behind my assignments. Haven't done any of my readings. Haven't been going to my lectures. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good week.
Is that like a normal thing for you at uni or?
Yep, every year.
How long? What are you studying?
Well, so I study a Bachelor of Commerce, majoring in International Business.
Okay.
With a conjoint of a Bachelor of Global Studies, majoring in International Relationships.
Okay.
It's my third year, and it's a 4-year degree, so
mm-hmm.
should be done next year, hopefully.
All right. Fingers crossed. Have to start showing up to the classes.
I can do it from home.
You do it from home?
I can do it from home.
I mean, if you can do it from home, that's fair enough. But the assignments, how's it going? A little bit behind, you said?
I just need to do it. I just need to do it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, my week's been all right. Just been at work. Stressed and tired. I got a week off next week.
Nice.
So, I think I mentioned it to you last week. We're going to a store called Fall in Front next Friday morning to try some of the clothes and buy some stuff for a video, if you're still interested.
Sure.
Let's go. But yeah, my week, what have I done? Oh, I watched Snow White last night.
Oh, really? How was that?
Well, when I came out of it, I was like, that's kind of cool. I woke up the next morning, it's kind of mid.
Wait, is the actor, like, black? Or is it just mermaid?
No, that's the little mermaid. That's the little mermaid. That's the little mermaid.
I mean
Snow White. Snow White.
White.
Gotcha. No, I haven't actually seen the Little Mermaid. No, but yeah, it wasn't really that good. Oh, it was okay. The actors, like, you know, Gal Gadot, you know, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She's not really that good of an actress.
Oh, real?
I'm an actor. Oh, and some things. I don't know. There were some parts where I'm like, nah, Jerry could do better.
I can do better.
She's not that good of an actor. I can't lie.
How do you know I can act?
You can act. You want to be in a movie?
What kind of movie? Your dad movie?
Yeah, we'll get you in a movie. Yeah, we'll get you in a movie. We'll get you in a movie. Test it out. But no, it was all right. It was, let's say 6.5 out of 10. But that kind of moves us to our segment called Movie of the Week. So every week we watch a movie, we review it. This week we watched Monsters vs. Aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
Tell us about, what do you remember? Like, how long ago did you watch it?
When I was like a kid.
How old?
I don't know, like around 10 maybe.
10. What do you remember?
I remember Bob.
Of course, bro.
I remember one scene.
Yeah?
I don't remember two scenes. One scene's Bob holding a jelly and just shaking the jelly in front of the guy.
Oh, that's such a meme too. That's going around.
I mean, that's popular. And other ones like the president playing the piano.
Oh, so it's basically just the two memes that came out of the movie.
Maybe. Probably.
No, I liked it. I liked it. You know what's funny? So last week, our guest had to spin the wheel to choose it.
Yeah.
When we spun the wheel and he chose Monsters vs. Aliens, bear in mind there's like over 300 movies he could choose.
Mm-hmm.
He chose the one movie that's literally already sitting on my desk because I was going to watch it later that night.
Sounds rigged.
So how, no, I swear to God, coincidence. I swear to God, coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jerry.
What's up?
You get the privilege to spin the wheel.
Oh, yo.
Now you get to choose what movie we watch next. So, the list of movies on the spinning wheel is based on the movies I have physically at home.
Yeah.
So, because there's so many, it's a little glitchy. Tap that wheel, and you tell me what me and Cade are going to be watching this week. Give me something good.
The last movie we watched was pretty shit, not gonna lie.
What was it?
Sharks.
Sharks.
Or was it Jaws?
What is it?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh?
The horror movie.
Oh, I forgot it. We watched that a couple weeks ago. Let me review it for you real quick. It's shit. Spin it again. All right. I forgot to delete that. All right, tell me what it is. Give me something good.
Campaign?
Oh, okay. Campaign.
I never heard of that.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy with Will Ferrell. You know Will Ferrell?
I know the bro.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Campaign. That's a good one. That's a comedy.
What was it about?
It's about like, think of it like, so two guys who are running for mayor of their town, and they're both like, those two are the only ones really to vote for, I guess, I think, but they're just both shit, just terrible. Like just like a terrible, like it's meant to be a real hard out comedy. Have you seen Step Brothers?
Nope.
The one with Will Ferrell and forgot the other guy's name?
No.
Have you seen like Grown Ups? Will Adam Sandler?
No.
Damn. Have you seen
I don't watch movies, bro.
Nah, fair enough. But just think of it like a real, like let me show you a picture of it. Real intense comedy. Have you seen The Hangover?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know the guy from Hangover, what's his name? The stupid one, the little one, the kind of one that acts like a kid. I forgot his name.
They're all
stupid. Ellen. The one that holds the baby from The Hangover?
Oh, yeah.
So
okay,
he's one of the guys that runs for mayor, that actor, and you know Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
So he's the other one. So they're both clashing together. I'll show you what it looks like. I'm actually glad you chose that, Jerry.
Oh.
Good job.
Sounds like the US election campaigns.
Mm. Shit, I might try to watch that tonight. So that's the poster campaign.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it in years. But, yeah. All right. But yeah, so I want to move on to a little bit of a more deeper subject. Let's talk about who is Jerry. So this is where you take the stage, you look right into that camera, and you tell everybody who you are. Please.
I already told you. I'm a university student.
There's got to be more to Jerry.
I'm in crippling debt.
What about you? I want to ask about your job. You've got such a cool job.
I mean, it's all right.
I mean, you just watch movies for free. Like, get paid to watch movies.
Okay. I'm an event operator for Auckland Council. I just set up events.
Yeah, but you got to stay till the events are finished to set them back down, right?
Yeah, but it's only like this couple months where we're just promoting like music and parks and movies and parks.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like the last week we're doing it.
Is this the last movies in the park?
It finished last week.
What, yeah. Any more events that you're doing?
I'm working tomorrow, music and parks in the city.
Is that free to go?
It's all free.
What about Saturday?
It's free.
Wait, is that another music in the parks?
Yes, another music in parks. After that, I usually just set up like citizenship ceremonies and some random other events here and there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you got to watch the free movies then?
Basically, it's my job. My job to keep the crowd in check, you know what I mean? In case, you know, stuff happens. Honestly, we get a lot of lost kids. That's like the most annoying part.
Most annoying? What do you... Like, all right, picture this. Kids come up to you and said, I'm lost. What do you do? Let's role play this real quick, all right? I'll be the little kid. You're going to be the guy working. Ready? Excuse me, sir. I'm lost.
Bah! Why are you lost?
What the fuck?
What's your mom?
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
Sir, I'm lost.
Okay, sit down.
Okay, what's your name? The grass is wet.
On the chair.
Okay.
You dumb fuck.
Okay.
What's your name?
Max.
Max. Okay, how old are you, Max?
5.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. What does your mom look like?
She's got brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's useless. Yeah, and then with that, I just run around the park and just find the description, I guess.
A lady with brown hair.
Yeah. Usually the mom just comes to our information desk.
Okay. So okay.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
If they want to find the child, obviously.
To find child.
If they have interest in it.
Bro, like last couple of weeks, we had a kid. He was there for like 2-3 hours in our like information set. He was just like there. And we couldn't find the mom. Turns out the mom was just watching a movie the whole time. Yeah. Like, she knew the kid was there at our booth. And she's just she didn't come.
What was the movie?
Fuck, what was the movie? I think War of Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. It's such a random movie for a mum to just be watching on their own. And then watch you, time to pick up the kid.
Basically, I guess. But it was another kid. He was like in our tent.
Yeah.
Same different kid in our tent for 2 hours. No, we were trying to find the kid. We couldn't find him.
Because the mum was looking for the kid.
The mum was looking. Like, the whole family was like looking for him. And then, like, we were looking for like hours and hours. And when the movie ended, he just popped in from the crowd. Like, he was in the front.
Oh, he was just chilling watching the movie.
He was just chilling watching the movie.
Oh, fair. Fair.
And then we're like, bro, I was looking for you. He's like, oh, sorry, G. I was shooting the movie.
Sorry, G. Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough.
Hey, kids.
All right. So, we got a couple of some fun things, right? Mm-hmm. So, have you heard of Florida Man?
Kind of.
You know when you search up Florida Man and just a random date and it comes up with a crazy article?
No.
So essentially what happens, you Google Florida Man. So I searched up Florida Man March 20th, 2023.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes up with an insane article. You do that for any date, anything crazy will come up. So I'm going to give you the title of the article and I want you to tell me what you think this article is going to be about, okay? Here we go. So, Florida Man attacked by neighborhood squirrel who has residents on high alert. Tell me, what's happening in the article?
Exactly what's happening in the title. He's getting attacked by squirrels.
You want me to read it to you?
Go for it.
So, an aggressive squirrel has continuously terrorized a neighborhood, causing residents to act in an extreme abundance of caution. The offending rodent has gone after four people, using its claws and teeth to injure his victims. Security cameras caught Saturday's sneak attack on a man who recognized the squirrel. A neighbor in the area nursed the squirrel to health as a baby. He's named 8-Up after a race car and truck. Residents are on high alert as 8-Up is likely plotting his next attack. And this is a real article. Real article.
America, am I right?
So I'll do it again. So I'll search up Florida Man. Give me a random date. Random date. Maybe from last year.
January 25th.
January 25th. What year? 2023 or 4?
23.
All right. Okay, so it says, arrest made after Microsoft executive, father of four, gunned down in targeted ambush. Oh, that's a bit more serious, that topic. Oh, wait, here we go, sorry. For 25th of January, 2023. Florida man pleads guilty in scheme to steal polymers that caused losses of more than $4.1 million. Okay, I don't get that one. Let's do January 2022. Okay. Oh, here we go. Here we go. So, Florida man arrested at Waffle House after alleged outburst over bacon. So, tell me what you think that's about.
All right, imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big guy comes in.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Very hungry. It's, let's say, 11 a.m. in the morning. He walks in, orders bacon, got his bacon, it's burnt. Or undercooked. Either one. Not happy. So, He goes to the kitchen, throws the bacon at the chef, and be like, you idiot bacon.
And then gets arrested.
And then, yeah.
Let's read the story. It says, a Florida man was arrested last Wednesday for allegedly causing a disturbance at a Cape Coral Waffle House over the way his bacon was cooked, according to a report. You better cook the fucking bacon right, Martin is accused of yelling, according to Local 10. And police said Martin was upset about how his bacon was delivered. The Tampa Free Press reported that the Tampa Police Press reported that Martin is accused of shouting racial slurs at the workers and resisting officers until they threatened him with a taser. Martin is facing charges of, he's 28 by the way, is facing charges of disorderly intoxication, resisting an officer, and simple assault. He is currently held at Lee County Jail, Local 10 reported. So if you're ever bored, search up Florida Man in a random date and you'll get a fun story. Let's do one more before we move on. So give me a date.
April 1st.
April 1st, that's a good one. What year?
2022.
Okay. It says Florida. Here we go. Florida Man News, April 1st. Oh, hang on. Where is it? Lost it. Hang on. Sorry. All right. Here we go. Oh, what the fuck? Why is it taking me to Facebook? Okay. Sorry. Okay. Florida man catches cook's baby. Wait. What? Hang on. Next one. Sorry. Okay. Florida man steals semi and runs into gator farm. Wait, Florida man steals semi and runs into gator farm.
A semi-automatic?
I think so. Yeah, semi-automatic, must be. It says, however, in a strange twist of fate, a man from Florida hijacked a semi from a nearby shipping yard and led police to a high-speed pursuit through the city. The pursuit ended after the man drove his truck through the main gate of a famous alligator farm, provoking disorder and destruction. Witnesses say that a man known as Crazy Carl jumped into the semi-truck and drove off without any hesitation. He passed through and around the vehicles, sometimes escaping from accidents by a whisker and many times causing accidents. Wow. As the pursuit progressed, police established roadblocks and deployed spikes to slow down the truck, but Crazy Carl managed to bypass them. That ended when he arrived at the gates of the alligator farm, which he smashed and entered the park. So there we go.
What a cool guy.
Crazy Carl. All right, so I've got a couple of would you rather. No, sorry, one would you rather for you. So I searched up what's the funniest would you rather that you can come up with. So I've got one here, and if you've got one, hit me up, tell me. So this is, would you rather wake up covered in peanut butter once a week, right? So let's say, could be this week is Wednesday. You wake up covered in peanut butter. Got to have a shower and clean it off before you go to work. The next week could be Tuesday. The next week could be Sunday. And then the week after that could be Monday. So 2 days in a row. Or you have to fight a raccoon after dinner every single night.
Fuck, I'll fight the raccoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Come Why? I was going to do the peanut butter one.
I feel like dirty.
Yeah, but if you fight a raccoon, your face will be fucked up every night.
Now if I fuck the raccoon up. it's not that hard, bro. Honestly, bro, just get a big ass net, grab the raccoon, pull it down, and just like start, you know. Gently, friendly, just a little, a few slaps here and there, you know.
You think you can beat a raccoon in a fight?
Fuck you. Wait, like hand, or do I get equipment? What do I have?
Hands.
So I'm throwing hands.
So every single night after dinner, you just finish your pasta. Ah, do the dishes. Where's that raccoon? How are you approaching this? The raccoon has to come through the window. He's eyeing you up in the lounge. He jumps at you. What's going on? Tell me what's happening.
I'll call upon my ancestral bloodline. Mm-hmm. I'll close my eyes. Mm-hmm. I feel zen. And I just feel the raccoon. What I feel it coming.
Yeah, but what if he just runs up you, starts scratching your face?
Oh, easy. I just grab him.
And then what?
And I pin him down. And I slap him.
Let's look at a video real quick of someone fighting a raccoon.
Can't be that hard. Honestly, I'll sacrifice my body and just grab the raccoon.
You could do this every single night, though. Okay, let's have a look at this. So, raccoon versus a man with a broom. If you're watching on YouTube, we'll put some clips up. So, he's got a broom.
That's not fair.
Lifts him up. Yeah. Look at that. Wait. Ready? Watch how fast he goes. Look at that. Ready?
Nah, that's easy, bro.
What you mean easy?
Oh, it's just like a dog.
It's still going, hold on. Get out of here. Let's have a look at something else. Let's have a look at another one. Ready? A raccoon attack. Pretty insane. Raccoon's eyeing him up. What's funny is raccoons are my favorite animals.
That's interesting.
I'll do something.
I wish you this.
Look at that. So they're fighting. Look how vicious they are. Ready?
Bro, that's cute. What do you mean?
What the? That was a lame video. Hold up. Give me
that
another
was
one.
That's so cute, bro. What the heck?
Yeah, give me one more. Give me one more. Man versus raccoon. Okay, how about this? Raccoon. Look, so from watching on YouTube or TikTok, right? This raccoon. Ready?
That's a fat raccoon, bro.
Look at him, he's standing, bro. He's ready to throw arms. He's ready to throw arms.
That's it? But bro, he's not even attacking me, bro. He's just...
He's, raccoon's going to run at you, grab you, start scratching you, biting you. You got to do this every single night.
Honestly, bro. But what's the difference between a raccoon and a cat?
Picture this. Picture this. So, it's date night. You've met a girl online. You've gone out for the day really well. You bring her home. You make her a nice home-cooked meal. And then you say to her, this is where the fun begins. And she gets all excited. But you're like, no. I got to fight a raccoon now. What if you live with someone, you get married in the future, wife's got to deal with you fighting a raccoon every single night.
All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
If she's dating me,
mm-hmm.
and we're married,
mm-hmm.
she knows Duro. Babe, it's that time.
If I'm fighting the raccoon, you're fighting the raccoon. As soon as I get married, it's 2v1.
I was like, babe, do the dishes. I got someone to take care of. You know what it is.
So you're fighting the raccoon?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the peanut butter one.
Bro, at this point, me and the raccoon were just like, might as well just be friends.
You can't, you have to fight it. So let's say it's a new raccoon every night.
A new raccoon?
Are you going to kill it, though? Or are you going to just gently fight it? How long should we decide? So what if you have to fight it for 5 minutes, nonstop?
What do you mean?
You got to fight it for five. So 5 minutes nonstop, the raccoon is not tired. It's not getting tired. It's coming at you for 5 minutes straight. There is no way this raccoon is getting tired.
I can last 5 minutes. I consider myself very athletic.
Okay.
It's just raccoon, bro. It's pinned it down for 5 minutes.
Okay. What if you pin it down? It's going to start scratching your hand. You know, you got to let go eventually.
I'll just slap him.
So you fight the raccoon.
Knock him out with a slap.
All right, fair enough. So I got something called it's called the Pigeon Conspiracy. So this is a new segment I've come up with called Conspiracies. So I've come up with one called the Pigeon Conspiracy. I went on ChatGPT and I searched up Pigeon Conspiracy and it came up with a few things. So.
Seems like you have a lot of free time lately. What is all this for?
No. Hold up. So, the Great Pigeon Conspiracy. So, everyone thinks pigeons are just annoying city birds. But what if I told you they were actually high-tech government surveillance drones that have been watching us over a century? You want 10 reasons? So, 7 reasons? Here's 7 reasons. Pigeons aren't real birds. The last real pigeon died. This is what ChatGPT came up with. The last pigeon died in 1914, and in brackets is Rip Marfa, the passenger pigeon. Every pigeon you see today is an advanced drone built by secret government labs. Now, next point, why do they never leave cities? Because cities are the primary areas that need surveillance. You ever see a pigeon in the deep wilderness? Do you?
I don't go into the wilderness.
Okay, but if you did, would you see pigeons?
I don't know, I can't tell you, bro.
Why do they bob their heads when they walk? That's how they adjust the cameras to stabilize. You know how pigeons like go like this? They got to adjust the cameras to stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? No. Exactly.
I never pay attention, but...
because they don't exist. They're manufactured underground in underground labs. And when they get released, they're fully formed. Pigeons poop on your car? Question mark? It's actually a chemical tracking marker that lets satellites monitor your movements. And why do they all disappear at night? That's when they return to government charging stations disguised as power lines. Last reason is carrier pigeons in history? Question mark? Fake. The messages were pre-planted by spies, but they made us believe birds were just naturally good at espionage. So, after hearing all that information, what do you think?
Are you okay, bro?
Well, this is what ChatGPT gave me.
You've been, I think you need to be a bit more busy lately.
Let me ask you another question. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
Not that I noticed.
Exactly.
So why do they eat bread?
No, that's seagulls.
Is it?
No, sorry, pigeons. I'm an idiot. I'm on your side. The pigeons are real animals. But for the sake of this right now, I'm going to be on the side that they're surveillance cameras. Ready? So we're going to be arguing in defense. So my defense is, you see the bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government puts chemicals in the bread, like microchips and stuff. And so when they feed the bread to the pigeons, mm-hmm. they're like getting another extra bit of charge before they, so they can go off.
So about the poop?
The poop, it's chemicals.
How does the poop work? Seems like real poop.
So every morning the government, you know, fills it up. And the poop, when they poop on your car or your shoulder, that's, you know, tracking system. They track where you go. How do you think the government knows where we are all the time? Here, think about this. You know how there's always traffic on the road?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Have you ever ate a pigeon?
No. Have you?
I don't dare say.
Have you eaten a pigeon before?
Just asking a question.
Do you taste the microchips in it?
I'm just saying I've ate a dog.
We're not talking about dogs.
I've eaten a lot of stuff.
Alright, we're going to switch this. What have you eaten?
Noodles.
No. Let's talk about the dog.
What do you mean, what about the dog? I'm pretty sure I told this in the last podcast.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You had a dog. My girlfriend cooked liver yesterday.
Oh, nice. What kind of liver?
So, really quickly, my girlfriend, what liver did you cook last night?
I think a beef.
Beef, liver. Have you ever tried dog before?
No.
Mm.
Don't.
You said, like, last time you came on the podcast, you said you got tricked into it. Is that right?
Yeah.
How did that tell the story again?
Oh, it's my uncle. I went to his house.
Yep. It's always the uncle, mate.
It's always the uncle. He just bought this meat. I was like, I'll try it. And I was like, sure, all right. I ate it. He was like, how does it taste? I was like, it's like shit, uncle. He's like, oh, it's because of the dog. I'm like,
what dog, though? What dog?
I don't even ask. I don't even want to ask. Because I have a dog.
Oh, do you?
I have a dog.
What dog do you have?
I don't want to say it.
What? Why? I didn't even know you had a dog.
Okay, now you do.
What dog do you have? What's the name?
It's a cute dog.
What's the name of the dog?
It's a cute dog.
But what's the name of the dog?
By the way, dog shit. Don't eat dog, guys.
But what's the name of the dog?
Don't worry about it.
The dog.
Don't worry about my dog.
You don't want to tell me the name?
Don't worry about my dog.
Okay.
It's my dog.
The dog you ate had a name.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
So, actually, is the, like, what's the, how do you say the word, legal or illegal in China? Is it? I don't know. It's legal?
I think it's legal.
Yeah?
I've seen, like, stores where they, like, cage dogs and I think they sell it.
What about in Japan? Just nod your head. No? No.
No, I think it's, like, more rural China. I don't know if they do in the city or not.
Mm. I mean, they don't even have Instagram and stuff over there.
Yeah.
My my cousin and his girlfriend went to China for the New Year's, Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
They had no idea Instagram wasn't a thing over there. They had no idea. They were like, yeah, we'll just hook onto the Wi-Fi, go on Instagram. But you just buy a VPN. I swear it's a lot more difficult, though, because the VPNs don't even work, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. That's why I don't even go back.
Would you go back?
I should go back.
I'd be keen to, because last time you were on the podcast, you said something in Chinese, and I had to get the Chinese person to translate it for me, They did, and I think what you said in Chinese was, I don't know why I'm here.
I pleaded for help.
You asked for help, yeah.
I pleaded.
So could you say something to the audience in Chinese, and I'll have to get someone to translate it.
Again?
Yeah, go for it.
PK 是个傻逼, 我不喜欢PK。 我爱PK, 但是我不爱PK. PK, 我爱你, 但我不爱你. There we go.
I know the last one.
Wait, you...
Oani?
It's a ski disc.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
Don't worry about it. Just find a translator.
Don't worry about it.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I just a little bit.
Okay, what did you hear?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'll have to get someone to translate it. I have to get someone to translate it. Okay, so.
What other random stuff do you have for me?
So this isn't necessarily random. Well, it is kind of. I want to pitch a movie, but with ChatGPT. So I'm going to ask it to make a movie poster.
Uh-huh.
We've got to add to this movie poster. So, make a movie poster with this information. So, what's happening? What's the movie about? Who's the main character?
The raccoon.
The raccoon. So, main character is a raccoon. Okay. What's the mission?
Defend his house, aka the dumpster.
He is on a mission to defend his house.
The dumpster.
Mission to defend his house, in brackets, the dumpster. Who's the villain?
This Asian guy.
Okay. The villain is an Asian man. Does the Asian man have a weapon?
No, just hands.
Asian man only uses his hands to fight. Raccoon has a weapon or just his hands?
Hand-to-hand combat.
All right. Hand-to-hand combat. What's it called?
Raccoon versus Asian.
Raccoon versus Asian. You ready to see this poster?
Mm-hmm.
So I've asked ChatGPT to do this. It says, I can create a movie poster for you, but I can't include racially charged or potentially offensive content. If you like, I can make a poster featuring a raccoon defending its dumpster from a skilled martial artist without invading race. Let me know if you'd like to. Yeah? Yes. All right, are we ready to see this poster?
Mm-hmm.
So, with the information that we have gathered, image is being created. This is a new segment I'm going to do every single week, so you're the first one to do this.
What the fuck?
All right, so we... Raccoon versus the fighter. So if you're on YouTube, I'll send it to you, put it on TikTok.
It's pretty good.
So that's our movie poster of the week. Raccoon versus the fighter. Damn. Okay. Real quick, I just want to quickly add, now make a sequel. Just to see.
Of course, it's a sequel.
Now make a sequel. Okay. That's wild. AI is crazy, man. I'm sorry. AI is actually crazy. Okay. It says, oh, this one looks a bit, it's got Rocket Raccoon from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey, yo, what? Hey, copyright.
What the fuck? Now make a third one, but make it a rom-com. Now make a third one as a rom-com. Then I've got one more question to ask you. You have a look at it first. Done?
No, I'm still creating.
Still creating?
Yeah.
It's brainstorming someone big. What's up?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we have a look? All right. Raccoon versus the Fighter 3 versus Love and Trash. Okay.
So they reconcealed.
They reconcealed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now make a fourth one. Wait, make a fourth one real quick. What do we make it?
But what is this, Fast and Furious?
That is...
They're fighting
outside. They had a baby. They had a baby. That is the story of their child. All right. If it's really bad, I'm not going to. I'll cut this bit out, but...
I hope it's bad.
It seems like I can't generate any more images right now. Please drag in later. All right, fine. One more question to ask you, which you ask everybody, is goal of the week. So what is your goal for the next week? Do your assignments.
Not die.
Not die? That's a good one. I think mine is to edit this podcast with no distractions. Yeah.
You just kick Kate out.
Kick Kate out?
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to kick someone else that distracts me. No, just kidding. Just kidding. All right, well, would you like to plug your Instagram?
My Instagram is right here.
No, there's too much editing. You're on Spotify. People are listening to this. What do you mean it's right here? I'm on Spotify.
It'll be on Spotify.
Fair enough.
And also my... Oh. No.
Huh? Go on.
No.
We got time. 5 minutes. Yeah, go on.
I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, shit! We need 5 more minutes. Tell us the vlogs. Can we... Do you want to... Is this where you want to plug it? Really quickly before we sign off, tell us about your vlogs that you do. Because I think, genuinely, I think they're really good. I think it's so cool to someone to get into that content. And
well, to be honest, I did it just because I went traveling by myself, solo trips.
Mm.
And to be honest, when I was solo tripping, I was quite lonely. It was fun. I enjoy traveling by myself, but it's kind of like, it's kind of shared experience.
Yeah, I love
that. It's like, damn, this was busting. It's like, oh, I'm by myself. Damn, there's a tallest tower. Oh, it's just by myself.
So vlog it.
So vlog is just kind of like me making memories and also just sharing it.
Yeah.
Maybe with my mates, but I haven't told anyone about it.
Do you want to let the people know?
It's right here.
What's the YouTube channel called for the Spotify listeners?
It's called Jerbear Travels.
I love that. What vlog have you done recently? What's the recent one?
Still my Malaysia trip.
No, that's right. You got any more coming out? Ago. Got any more coming out?
Yeah, I think... After the Malaysian one, I'm going to need to edit my Tongariro
hiking. Oh, yeah?
Because I vlogged that as well.
All right.
And after that, no idea what I'm going to vlog.
Well, there you go. If you want to... You're going on a trip in November, aren't you?
No, yeah, I'm going to Taiwan.
Taiwan. So you're going to do some vlogs there?
Probably.
Oh, you're going to miss Xavier. That's like you just missed him.
Oh, well.
He'll be back next year.
I'm supposed to keep that a secret.
Huh?
I'm supposed to keep that a secret.
Alright, we're going to cut that out. PK, cut that out. I need to write that in my book, actually. I will cut that out. Thank you for telling me that. Holy shit, thank you for telling me that.
What a bad host.
That's getting cut out. Okay, alright, well, is there anything else you want to... Last final quote to the world, give it out there. If you had one last message to give the world, what would that word be? A quote.
A quote. Be happy.
Be happy. I like that. Oh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
It's great.
Awesome.